You're listening to SBS News.
A dense grey cloud of smog has engulfed the Indian capital of Delhi, marking the worst air quality the city's seen in 3 years. Delhi's among the world's most highly polluted cities. Around the beginning of October every year, the air quality deteriorates as wind speeds drop and temperatures cool. Industrial pollution, construction dust, vehicle emissions, and smoke from crop burning by farmers in neighbouring states becomes trapped under a layer of cool air. This year, the US Embassy's Real-Time Air Quality Index has recorded extreme levels of toxic airborne particles that can reach deep into the lungs. Doctors are seeing much higher numbers of patients with respiratory illnesses. The Indian government declared a state of public health emergency and schools have been closed. However, the country's Supreme Court has criticised authorities for failing to reduce the hazardous levels of air pollution, labelling it a violation of people's right to life. The air quality has improved slightly as winds picked up, blowing away some of the pollution. This Delhi resident says he's noticing some change.
Pollution is problematic. My eyes burn. It gets worse in the evening. It is okay in the morning. It is better now. Better than yesterday, at least.
Government efforts to combat the pollution include banning millions of private vehicles from the streets, stopping construction work, and stopping rubbish being burned. Air purifiers have also been used to protect the historic Taj Mahal in Agra. The monument is blanketed by fog and is turning yellow from pollution. Agra's Municipal Corporation Executive Engineer Rajiv Kumar Rati says action's been taken.
At our Smart City Command Centre, we get hourly updates about the areas in the city which have seen a spike in pollutants. So the vehicle goes to the area where pollution has increased and purifies the air. These two vans can purify 1.5 million cubic metres of air in 8 hours.
Tourism in the capital is being affected as many visitors struggle to deal with the dangerous air quality. Domestic and foreign tourists are minimising or cancelling their stays. Tour operator Prajiman Rathore says some tourists may not be used to such extremes.
Obviously, because you know most of the tourists, where they all come from the Western countries, the climate and the air is very clean over there. There is very less dust over there. So sometimes people who are allergic to the dust and this polluted air, they might have cancelled the trip.
However, Australian tourist Paul is trying to adjust.
Well, look, I come from Perth in Western Australia where the air is pretty pristine, so anything that's got even a little bit of pollution in it always affects me, but it's not too bad today, not too bad at all. It was very hazy when I first came here, but I wasn't sure whether it was pollution or moisture, basically.
Environmental activists have put forward a signed petition to the Supreme Court asking for a complete stop on farmers burning stalks after harvesting grain, which is a significant contributor to air pollution. The court ruled in favour of the petition and is urging local and federal government and neighbouring states to adopt the measure. Evan Young, SBS News.